News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But before all that, 4 in 10 Gen Z employees want to work in the office because they feel lonely at home. And I suppose, Ciara, many in this age range began their careers during COVID. And I suppose they missed out on key milestones maybe because of that. And I have to say, I'm not surprised by this. Are you?
No, and I actually have huge sympathy for them. I fundamentally do not believe that working from home is good for our psyche. Now, I know it facilitates some people's lives. We covered the story yesterday on the show that there's 40,000 kids waiting on creche waiting lists. So obviously people have issues with childcare. I know we have a housing crisis, so people have long commutes. Things like that, working from home facilitates them. But that's largely a demographic that are in their 30s and 40s who have a home, who have children, who have all that. Dial it back to the younger crowd, the crowd that were, you know, in college remotely. Some of them were in school remotely and now they're working remotely. And increasingly, I do believe we're seeing a society that's more and more cut off from each other, that people are in their own little silos, people are withdrawn. We're disconnected.
You don't call to people's houses. No, you don't ring people. No. You go to the pub less.
All of those things. And I don't think that they are good for us. I don't think they're good for it. Never mind our productivity and all that. I don't actually think they're good for that either. But I don't think they're good for our mental health.
The mentoring thing in work.
Career-wise, but also even more fundamentally, Shane, we're social creatures. You know, young people, lots of people met their partners through work. Lots of people find their friends, find their tribe through their workplace. And when you're cut off from that, you're leaving people isolated.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
I don't think it's natural and I don't think it's good for us. I think we are little tribal societal people and I think we are continuing to damage that generation in the same way we had all the way through COVID, if you ask me. And I think we're letting them down.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. It's when I think back on my 20s and 30s, like my work life was actually a huge amount of my... I mean, I obviously had loads of friends from college and I still kept in touch with, but the work life, there was a real social life around it. And we kind of worked together and we partied together. And I think I worked in the Tribune for many years. I can think of a number of marriages from that. You know, people who met each other then. And it was just... There was a bond there because we would go out and socialise together.
You and I socialise a little bit less with work colleagues now probably than we did when we were younger because we are at a different stage in our lives.
Definitely.
But when you are in your 20s, when you are that age, you need these things. And they're all about your personal development and your life trajectory. Messing it up.
We don't need another reason to disconnect from modern life. No. There's already plenty there already. Look, let us know what you think. 087 1400 106. Maybe it works for you or maybe you agree with us. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.